was the theme music for Jay Leno's Tonight Show, which went off about 16 months ago for the second time and last time.
But it never gets old.
And, of course, Jimmy Fallon took over the show. Since Jay left the show, a couple of people have written books about it. My friend John Max was on with me a couple of weeks ago with his book from the writer's perspective. It's called Monologue. And now Dave Berg is on with me today. Dave was a segment producer and talent booker for Leno for 18 years and writes about that in a book called Behind the Curtain, an insider's view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Dave, welcome to KTRS.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. John Max is also my friend.
Well, then we have that in common. That's great. Tell me about the booking wars when you were trying to get guests for Jay and keep him away from Dave.
Well, the main thing I would emphasize is booking wars is exactly the right term. It was, I felt like we were at war every day. And I think over the years, we had the edge over Letterman in terms of getting the better guests. And I think that's the reason. I think it was the guests that made us number one.
How so?
Because we tracked the ratings. Unlike Letterman, we tracked the ratings religiously. We tracked the quarter hours. Every morning, the first thing the writers and producers did is they went over the rating. They were put on our desks. This was before everybody was on the internet. And we would study the ratings. How did the first guest do? How did the second guest do? How did the monologue do? And Letterman's people didn't do that.
And so if somebody came on Leno's show and didn't get good numbers, that's it? They're not invited back?
Maybe they would be invited back on a day when Letterman didn't have a strong first guest, or maybe they would be invited back as a second guest, or maybe they wouldn't be invited back.
Interesting. Now, a couple of nights ago, Jerry Seinfeld was on Seth Meyers' show, and they were talking about how he refuses to do a pre-interview. He said, you know, I've earned the spot where I don't really have to come on and do these shows. You guys wanted me. You do the work. Figure out what you want to talk about with me. As a segment producer, that was part of your job, to talk to the guest ahead of time and figure out some bullet points for Jay to ask him, right?
Yes, but let me say, it's standard operating procedure to do pre-interviews on all the late-night shows. Obviously, for radio, if people don't know, I have no idea what you're going to ask me, and that's the way it should be. But late-night shows are more of an entertainment show. Jerry Seinfeld has earned the right to say whatever he wants, because you know it's going to be funny.
Plus, you know, with Jerry Seinfeld, he's a money in the bank guest. He gets into that guest chair. As a segment producer, you can probably breathe easily knowing he's going to deliver, right?
Which is why nobody cares if he does a pre-interview.
Yeah. Who else would you qualify in your years of finding guests for Jay as a money in the bank guest? Somebody who you knew, well, if I can just get him in that chair or her, I'm not going to have to worry at all.
Well, you might be surprised, but Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, I know that Jay had almost a unique relationship with Terry. He was maybe the most booked guest on the show, wasn't he?
He was, in fact, the single most booked guest. He made more than 60 appearances. Every time he came on, it was money in the bank, because Jay and Terry had formed a relationship. They were very competitive. And so they would go out. They would go out there, and they would try to one up each other. And it was ratings gold. Other people who were money in the bank. This may surprise you. Charles Barkley. Charles was as funny as any comedian I ever worked with.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a funny guy. Dennis Rodman. He was, and for other reasons, Dennis Rodman was always money in the bank when it came to ratings.
You actually write in the book about the unpredictability of some guests, and Dennis Rodman would be towards the top of that list, Paula Abdul and Terry Hatcher, right?
That's true. But I, nevertheless, I still had, you know, when you work with people for two decades, you form a relationship with them. And so you have your ups and downs, but you actually form a relationship, and dare I say, even a friendship.
Sarah's got a question for you, Dave.
Dave,
yes.
What type of personality or genre, should you say, for guests was the most difficult to book when it comes to athletes, political figures, or, you know, a big actor or actress?
Well, you mean in terms of
getting them there and agreeing to, correct.
Did they perform or were they hard to get on?
Just getting on the show.
I think the most difficult people were the ones from the political world, because they sort of had a very busy day job. They were sort of running the world and the United States, but they became very valued guests.
In fact, Barack Obama became the first sitting president to do a late-night show when he appeared with Jay, right?
He absolutely was, and it's hard to sort of grasp the significance of that, because at the time, it was considered absolutely verboten, unpresidential, undignified for a president to do a late-night show. No one had ever done it.
Yep.
And when Mr. Obama did it on his 59th day in office, That was a huge get, the biggest get that I ever had, that we ever had.
Now, I mentioned that you were with Jay for 18 years on that show, but even before you got there, even in the days when he started filling in for Carson before he actually took over The Tonight Show in 1992, he always had a reputation as kind of a softball interviewer, and in his early days he wasn't that great at doing that, because he was a comedian and one of the best ever stand-up comedians, but not the greatest interviewer. I'm curious if in the years you worked for him, you saw him get better at that.
I think he rose to the position, and I think that's a fair assessment that you have made. But over the years, he learned to become a good interviewer, just as Letterman, toward the end for Letterman, I think his biggest strength was his interviewing, and the same for Jay. And for Jay, particularly with the political guests, people he had, he was very, very interested in politics, particularly with those types of guests.
Last question I have for you, Dave. Are you surprised that Dave did not invite Jay to be on his show before it went off the air a couple of weeks ago?
Actually, Dave did invite Jay to do his last show.
Oh.
And Jay invited Dave to do his last show, but Letterman declined that request very graciously, saying the last show should be about you, Jay, and I think Jay's feeling was the same. The last show should be about Dave.
Very interesting. The book is called Behind the Curtain, an insider view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show from 18-year Leno employee Dave Berg. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.